You're listening to SBS News.
United States Special Counsel Robert Mueller says his investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election was never going to end with criminal charges against President Donald Trump. In his first public comments since starting the investigation in May 2017, Mr. Mueller admits department policy prevented him from bringing charges against a sitting president.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy.
A summary of the findings of the Mueller report was released in March, while a redacted version was published in April, concluding there was no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. But Mr. Mueller declined to make a judgment on whether the president obstructed justice, though the report outlined 10 instances in which Mr. Trump tried to impede the investigation. Mr. Mueller has indicated it's up to Congress to decide if impeachment proceedings are justified. But he did make clear the report does not fully exonerate the president.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Despite this, Mr. Trump has again declared he's been completely cleared, tweeting, "Nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you." U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has accused the president of lying about the findings. He's also raised concerns about Special Counsel Mueller's ability to pursue justice.
Unfortunately, Special Counsel Mueller was unable to pursue criminal charges against the president because Department of Justice policy prevents a sitting president from being prosecuted. That policy, in my opinion, is wrong, but it prevented the Special Counsel from pursuing justice to the fullest extent possible.
Democratic presidential candidates, including the U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California, are increasing the pressure on U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to start the process of impeaching the president for attempting to derail the probe. Ms. Pelosi has reiterated that anything is possible, but is in no hurry to do so.
Nothing is off the table. But we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even the Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is urging Democrats to move on.
We set the bar at the fact that Mueller spent 2 years, did an exhaustive investigation, and came back to say that there was no wrongdoing by the Trump campaign or any American. And again, I repeat that we've said this before, that should be something to be celebrated, not something to be questioned.
Robert Mueller has now formally closed the special counsel office and announced his resignation from the Justice Department to return to private life. He says it's not appropriate for him to speak further about the investigation, adding that he won't be providing any further information that is not in his team's report. Democrats are continuing to seek to have him testify in Congress, but Mr. Mueller says that the report is his testimony and he won't be adding to it. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Mark Warner believes it's important Mr. Mueller is recalled to speak.
Bob Mueller made very clear that he did not clear Donald Trump, and he made very clear that the Russian intervention in 2016 was extensive. He led with that, he closed with that, and clearly laid out the case that if we don't do a better job of protecting ourselves, Russia or others will be back trying to attack us candidly in our most vulnerable area, frankly, the openness of our society in our electoral process.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.